Welcome to CrossFit Mooloolaba's Community Fitness Mindset, where we discuss how to get the most out of your training and improving your way of life. Episode 1, how to start CrossFit. So step 1 to starting CrossFit is understanding that CrossFit is a lifelong pursuit. So it's a program that's designed to improve your quality of life for the rest of your life. And once we understand that, that can reduce a lot of pressure to try and be really good at CrossFit now and try and be perfect at the movements and things like that. If we try and like learn too quickly, it can be really frustrating because some of the movements are quite advanced and they're quite complex and got a lot of moving parts to them. And these movements are better done broken down into its little smaller constituent parts, and we learn those little parts a lot better, and then we place them all back together as a whole. So when we first start, trying to do too much too fast can actually hamper our learning and can actually slow our learning down. So in this case, less is definitely more. So taking a bigger movement, breaking it down into a less complex part, then really doubling down so we know exactly how to move and where to put our body in those parts, and then adding little bits onto that is going to improve our rate of learning in the beginning, and it's going to be a whole lot less frustrating and a lot more fulfilling as we go along. Step number 2 is find a great coach. So the first thing we need to check is with a coach is their character. So do they care enough about you to learn, like, what is it that you're after? What's really motivates you? Where do you want to get to? Are they humble enough to listen? So when you talk and you tell them that something hurts or something's uncomfortable, you're not quite getting something. Do they stop and listen, or are they just trying to sort of bulldoze over the top of you? You want someone that's going to listen to you. And last thing is that character is does the coach want to improve? So do they take time to improve their skills and try and make class better and gather feedback? So that character is a really important one. And character sort of takes care of the second thing that makes a really great coach, which is their technical skills. So a coach that's got really great character will work on those technical skills. So having that, what we call the coach's eye, being able to see and correct faults that you might be making, but also giving you some really simple and basic cues, which will really make those advanced skills a whole lot easier to learn. And then the last thing would be how good that coach is on social media. That's probably the least important thing, right? Having a good social media presence can be a good thing because it's another avenue that the coach can impart knowledge, but it's probably the least important out of the other two things. Number 3, starting CrossFit, is find a great community. So there's an easy way to check if a community is really good is that when you get there, you know, do you get to know and meet anyone? Do they learn your names? Do you learn their names? When you walk out, does anyone say goodbye? Can you remember anyone's name? Can they remember your name when you walk out? Also, you can judge how much do people complain when they're there. So how negative is that environment? You want a really positive environment where everyone's focused on what they can do, what they can do better, how they can progress, rather than what they perceive as wrong or this is wrong or just sort of focusing on the drama. And the other thing with community is how important is it to other people what you do versus why you do it and how you do it. So a really good community is more focused on how you trained for the day and why you trained for the day rather than what weight you lifted or how fast you went or anything like that. They're more supportive about your long-term growth. Our second last point is about being consistent with our training. So we want to get in 5 to 10 consistent low intensity sessions first, where what we mean by consistent was we mean 3 to 4 days a week where we're just sort of turning up, going through the movements, mainly focusing on technique before we even think about really trying to ramp up the intensity or add a lot of weight or anything like that. So especially if you're new to training, we just want to have this sort of 2-week period where we just start to get used to the movements. And the last thing to remember is 99% of your time in the gym is about training. So that is we're practicing techniques that make us better. We're searching for an appropriate amount of intensity. We're finding the right weight all those sorts of things, rather than trying to compete. So a goal when we're in the gym is not to try and beat the person next to us, or try and beat someone on social media or anything like that. It's more sort of focused on just every day coming in and just doing the little things that we know is going to progress us in the long term. All right, guys, that's how we start CrossFit. Let's keep getting after it. Next week, we're going to talk about nutrition mindset.